everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the 20th episode of Power Rangers Super Samurai, Samurai Forever. This is technically the finale, folks, because the only other two episodes are left are the holiday ones, and apparently the Halloween one we already missed. But anyway, we will see that next time, and then, of course, the Christmas one, which came out after this. But in any event, today we are watching the finale. This is where it's either the Rangers or Master Zandred that get defeated. And considering that Zandred is not going to be in the next series, I'm willing to bet I know who wins. But let's see how that happens. So, like I said, today's episode is Samurai Forever, which first aired on December 8th, 2012, written by David McDermott, which seems weird because the previous two episodes setting all this up were both written by Seth Walther. You'd think they'd let him finish, but no. This is based on stories by Yasuko Kobayashi, directed by Nobuhiro Suzumura and Akihiro Noguchi. And without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this, and we're going to do this in 3, 2, 1, go. Centuries ago in Japan, Nylock monsters invaded our world, but samurai warriors defeated them with power symbols passed down from parent to child. Today, the evil Nylock have risen once again and plan to flood the earth. Luckily, a new generation of heroes stand in their way. They are the Power Rangers Samurai. Previously on Power Rangers Super Samurai.
Okay, a couple of those scenes were from the Sentai, not the Power Rangers version, but okay. The one of everyone running with the water about to cover them. Pretty sure we didn't see that last time. Next, we'll show these humans the true meaning of suffering. Onward! Rangers, the hour of your destruction is at hand. Prepare to meet your doom. There, on his chest. That's where he absorbed Ai's humanity. I wonder if we're going to do the, this is going to be all the whole pre-credit sequence, and we're not going to get anything new until after the credits. Yes, that should have worked right there, but it didn't. And I just noticed that the girls were carrying Mike and, ooh. Anyway, the girls were carrying Blue and Green. Because the hit that they took kind of took them out. Although they're standing there fine now. You know, it's not a bad transition that way, but you can definitely see the difference now in the background. Yeah, nothing new. Okay. Yeah, the only thing left at the Shiba house is, an injured Lauren and Mentor G. Yeah, him. He's a fighter, but he's not really at the level that going up against Meister Zandred is requiring. And Lauren's injured, so she can't do much. So hopefully they get there pretty quick. Maybe send in their little Zords, because they seem to be pretty good at blocking things. Wakey, wakey! Oh, that's just the footage from last episode when they noticed them on top of the cliff. Like he just put his spine black in order or something. Wait, they were in their training gear when they showed up. And now they're in their regular clothes. And Kevin is acting like his shoulder's out of joint. Wow, where did they get the extra gusto here? Jeez.
Lauren, are you okay?
Jaden risked his life every day to protect the world. They need another disc. I owe it to him to give him every ounce of my sealing power.
How does she know what happened? And now she's going to be too out of it if what's-his-name shows up.
And it has all your power.
But the power can only be used once.
Is he going to walk in? It's the Power Rangers theme playing.
Mentor?
Mentor's on his motorcycle. Okay, so if Mentor's there, then obviously Xandred isn't heading to the Sheba house, or they would have passed each other, right? And he's in armor. Nice. Does he have a sword?
You taught us to never give up. We'll beat Master Xandred if it's the last thing we do.
Well, technically it will be because the episode's over.
What's that?
To ride your motorcycle.
Now that scares me more than any Nylock.
Haha, joke time.
This is for you.
Another Sheba fire disc? But how could she?
She gave it everything she had. But I'm afraid it can only be used one time.
Well, technically, so could the other one.
I'll be sure not to waste it.
This disc.
There's that extra white one.
Your father. Before his last battle, he asked me to save it. For a moment like this, use it to double your power.
Everything rides on this last battle.
I have faith in you.
Oh, here's an area we've been before. That's nowhere near the Sheba house. I thought he was very confusing. Oh.
It's time to finish this. I thought I told you pathetic pests to wait.
Sorry, we became impatient. You will fall, and this world will be protected.
Oh, look at that! Unmorphed pose. Nice. This is where they see. This is from the finale. This is the finale. So this is where they got their little poses in the intro for Super Samurai. That's how long it was between filming and airing, I guess. In that bit, I think. They're right back where they were. Oh, and that part too. Wow, it's amazing how much they pulled from that, from this episode.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is new. That is double the power. Two Fire Smashers. Also, you can tell by the shadows that those are special effects. The handle part looked like it was real, but the blades were not. Ooh! He gets to use it? Nice! Hey, that's actually a pretty good plan. Really? We're gonna do that, huh? This is the... I believe that of all the Neo Saban seasons, this is the only time a Mega Mode type deal actually gets used outside of the... The set for the Megazords. Well, that missed. That's his waist. You're supposed to hit the spot. Wow. They did it. He's going to kind of get big, right? Wait a minute. You could unlock Shogun Mode before. Or is that just because he was in the Megazord? Or the Zord? Uh-oh. The sad part is that it looks like now they could probably use the ceiling power. Aw, hate is so strong. Oh, snap. Let's even make the lights blink.
Xander's more powerful than ever. What do we do now?
How is that possible? Well, because he's big.
I'll try to buy some time. Samurai symbol power. Wait. Don't use symbol power yet. Why not? We can't use it in small amounts. He'll win that way. We have to demorph and combine every last ounce of our symbol power into one grand strike. What? We can only beat him as a team.
Ah, smart.
What if we miss?
We have to get so close that we can't miss.
We have to do it. To save the world.
Sounds risky and dangerous. Let's do it! Remember, no matter what happens, we cannot retreat. We have to keep going at all costs, even if we only have one Zord left. Everything is riding on this one attack.
Right!
Okay, then.
Alright, on one hand, this is kind of cool because that's how the Sentai Rangers power it, by using their regular spin swords, but technically they should be able to still use the Mega Mode. Oh, okay. Things are going to keep falling apart as long as they can keep going. Anyway, I would think they would still be using the Mega Mode swords, but I guess I'm wrong. I guess it's kind of cool that both are able to be used. Jeez. Wait, you were right there! What happened? I am so glad someone's pointing this out to us. Wow. Look at the damage.
I just want to say that no Red Ranger has ever led a better team of samurai.
Oh, now we're getting the "it's been a pleasure serving with you" speech.
And to call you my friends. I think, no, I know we all feel the same way. It all comes down to this.
Okay, this is kind of epic. Yeah, Octaroo's still alive. Oh, there's still a bunch of Nylock too. Oh! Okay, so are they going to explain how this got rid of him? Or how defeating him causes this to happen? Oh, and the boat even sinks in the river. Interesting.
Jaden! Rangers! Rangers, you did it! You saved the world! The Nylock I defeated!
They can barely move, but they can run up to Mentor. Jeez. A little weird, but okay. Really? Ha! Ah!
Wow. Those Samurai Power Rangers really saved us.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe everything's back to normal.
Well, we had quite a time, didn't we, Spike?
I'll never forget training to be a samurai with you.
Did it?
I can't believe it's horror.
Did it work? Are they Sentai now?
You know, it seems just like yesterday. I was standing here waiting for you to get off that bus, and now your dad's coming to take you back home.
I'm gonna miss you, Uncle Bulk.
Me too, Spikey. Me too.
This is kind of cool. Nice limo. Shoes undone. Oh! Some things never change.
You look great.
That is a fairly nice suit, but very Skull-ish.
You haven't changed a bit.
Neither have you, Skullovich.
Okay. They're pretty funny.
Hey, thanks for taking care of Spike, Bulky. Mm-hmm. You'll come visit, right? I'd love to catch up.
I would love to.
Great!
Nah. Well, I hate to say it, but, it's time to go.
You go!
That was quick. Wow, they did nice suspenders. Cameo, that was it? Oh, what? Oh, yeah. He did the laugh. Nice. Oh, she's all okay now. Still wearing red. Well, so is he, I guess.
I wish he could stay.
Jaden, we're a family again. You're gonna see me plenty.
Let me help you with those.
Don't you want to say goodbye to the others?
I'm not very good at goodbyes or hellos sometimes. I just...
Don't worry. I'll take care of it.
So does this mean Jaden's going to be leaving too? Are they all going to have to leave? Are they all waiting outside?
Hey. See you soon.
Oh, guess not. And they are all gonna leave.
I have scored the golden ticket. An around the world fishing expedition. This is a trip of a lifetime.
I'm gonna catch fish nobody's ever heard of.
Sounds fishy.
No, you won't, because if it's a fishing expedition, it's probably happened before. Oh, good.
No comments, please.
I didn't say anything.
Well, I can take a hint, but I'm gonna study hard, so when Antonio comes back with his rare and exotic fish, I'll turn it into a gourmet cuisine.
Kevin, are you going back to the swim team?
Fingers crossed.
Well, I just caught up with my coach the other day. And I just barely have enough time to train for the Olympic qualifying tournament. It's definitely going to be hard work. But I...
But if anyone could do it, you can.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
You got it. Awesome.
Thanks, guys. What about you, Emily?
Oh, no major plans. I'm just excited I get to go home and take care of my sister. There's no other place I'd rather be than home with family. Mike?
Good Lord, even their bags are color-coded.
Where you're going.
Go with Emily.
Aww, does she know? I guess so. Aww.
What? You know, in case she needs help moving her stuff.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Whatever you say.
Well, come on. Mentor's waiting.
What are you guys gonna do?
Haven't really thought about it. I mean, for the first time in my life, I'm done with my samurai duties.
Did Mike just do a fist bump handshake with Mentor?
Shiba House must always be ready for the next Nalok attack, even if it never comes.
Well, if there's any trouble, you have my number. Rangers together!
Samurai forever!
The back of his Morpher phone says Power Rangers. Did you see that? That was actually kind of the happiest bye-bye I've ever seen.
And I do need to restuff the practice dummy. But I got you a little victory gift.
Oh, a red guitar. Nice.
Now that the world's been saved, I can teach you to have some fun.
I like the color.
Ha ha ha. You know? Yeah, sure. Not bad considering they're not hooked up to any kind of amplifier or anything. Pretty good. All right. I don't know. I think the setup for it. I don't know. I think the setup made it seem a little more epic. But I mean, what are you gonna do? I mean, I think with the way that they had set it up, I don't know that there would ever have been a really good ending to it. Especially since they had to squeeze in like a whole bunch of stuff in the last 5 minutes there. Seeing that Spike, did we already know that Skull was Spike's dad? I mean, in real life, obviously, by this point we knew. But I mean, like, when it aired, I think it was suspected because of the chewing and the laughter. I think that was the idea. I think that him showing up for the finale was a surprise, though. That's a pretty cool way to end it for them. Bulk and Skull together forever, I guess. I think that's the last time either of them show up on screen ever. Yes. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Bulk will come back as a Power Ranger, the Yellow Ranger, in the online Power Rangers series that I cannot remember off the top of my head right now. But it was the card game one. He's the Yellow Ranger in that. So that's kind of cool. And not as Bulk. Just Paul Schreier comes back. He's a different character, but he is a Ranger. And of course, both of them still do convention stuff together all the time. But I believe that's the last time we'll see them. Except for the fact that, as I was pointing out earlier in the episode, we still have the holiday specials. Yay! But anyway, otherwise, I thought it was a pretty good conclusion. The idea of they need to get closer to Xandred, so they're just sacrificing the Zords and doing everything they can to get in there was really good. Saving all the symbol power for one last strike, also really good as a team thing. It all worked out, and the damage to the cockpit was not bad. It wasn't reflected in the Zords themselves, though. I think the cockpit, basically looking at the Megazord by the time they got to it, it looked pretty good shape still. So I don't know that they needed that much damage inside the cockpit. But it was cool to see them in there unmorphed. We rarely get to see Power Rangers unmorphed in the cockpit, because the fact that so often the cockpit footage is strictly Sentai footage. So the fact that we got to see it here is really good. I think, is that the last time we've seen that since Operation Overdrive, I believe, was the last one. So it's been a good, 5 years-ish by this point? 4 or 5 years? Did we see... We may have seen some unmorphed footage in RPM now that I think about it. I don't think so, though. I think they were morphed whenever they did the original. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. It turned out to be a pretty cool ending, and bringing out the Shogun mode was really cool. I'm still not 100% sure how Lauren's fire disc allowed him to unlock it, unless the only reason he was able to do it before was because of using the Bull Megazord. And maybe because it was tied with it, and maybe this was the first time he was actually able to use it without being in a Zord. Maybe, because they never used the Mega Modes outside of the Zords. But I don't know. In any event, overall, not bad. Very good ending. Started off weak, ended strong, and I really think that the main problem with this series is that, on one hand, they're trying to recapture the feel of Mighty Morphin, because we're doing a new series, but still kind of trying to feel nostalgic with Saban bringing it back. Two, the previous series that was new was RPM, which was really great as far as the acting department went, and the fact that they spent way too much money at the beginning, and so by the time they got to the end, they were able to do quite a bit with less money, and it was a very good show. Is what I'm going to say for RPM. And so this would have had a lot to live up to. Now, had we watched the redoing of MMPR, which had aired in between RPM and Samurai, maybe it would have been a little easier to transition, because you're going from MMPR to this. It would probably be easier transition, but because of the RPM to this, it did hurt it a little bit at the beginning there, but... that's kind of the problem with doing a show like this, where you're not going to go back and redo episodes you've already done for good. Anyway, so next time, we will not be going into the Megaforce yet. No. We still got 2 more episodes. Next up is the Halloween episode, which apparently aired at some point in between episodes. After Crack in the World and before Stroke of Fate. So in the middle of Serrator's big plan to take over the Earth and everything, they decided it was a good idea to air a Halloween episode. and just mess it up. So anyway, so we will be getting to that next time, which is Trickster Treat. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care, and may the power protect you. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. Let's see the